This is KCUR 89.3. The gun situation across Kansas changed on July 1st when it became legal to carry a concealed gun in almost every government-owned building. Almost every building, with one unusual exception, as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered.
After 4 years of planning for concealed carry in Kansas government buildings, you'd think officials would have all the wrinkles ironed out. They would have considered all the possibilities. Everyone would be on the same proverbial page. But no, there's still confusion, and it starts here.
I'm trying to help you.
Hi, I'm wondering, are there tours of Cedar Crest?
Yes, sir, there are, but it's Mondays from 1 to 3:30.
Cedar Crest sits on a windswept hill on the western edge of Topeka. Kansas governors have lived there since 1962. And in addition to the occasional tour, there's also the occasional public function. And as it turns out, it's a bit of a magic mansion.
It's a public property when it's open to the public, and then it's a private residence for the governors and his family.
That's Lieutenant Adam Winters, spokesperson for the Highway Patrol, the agency that ultimately is responsible for security at Cedar Crest. To be clear, Winters says Cedar Crest is a private residence, just like you live in. When the governor or his family is at home, and if he wanted, he could keep out guns. But the mansion turns into a public building, like the State House, when they are gone and guns must be allowed. But how did the Highway Patrol come to that conclusion?
Well, again, I went and I did all the research that I could to find the answers for you. I used several avenues to get that information.
What research and which avenues? I repeatedly called Winters asking how he arrived at that conclusion. Was there a statute, perhaps a regulation? Why does the building's status change depending on whether Governor Brownback or his family is there? I never heard back. But I do know this. In June, before I started asking questions, there were signs banning guns posted at Cedar Crest and the surrounding park. I first asked whether those signs would stay up after July 1st, when the state's concealed carry law expanded to all government buildings. The Capitol Police, that's the part of the Highway Patrol that actually protects Cedar Crest, said absolutely yes and cited a 2011 law. No guns in Cedar Crest or the park. Now, in 2013, the legislature passed the Personal and Family Protection Act. This allows concealed guns in almost every government building. Universities and local governments had 4 years to plan. That planning period ended on July 1st. However, it did not specifically repeal that 2011 law, and so the ban on guns at Cedar Crest still on the books. By late June, the no-gun signs were gone around the governor's mansion, and the Highway Patrol was telling me how Cedar Crest is different from all other state-owned buildings. Or is it?
The way the Kansas law is written, there are no buildings that are exempt from the Family and Personal Protection Act.
Breeze Richardson is the spokesperson for the Kansas Board of Regents. Wait a minute. How did Kansas colleges become part of the story? Well, it turns out that the CEOs of the region's six universities live in state-owned mansions, just like Cedar Crest.
A CEO's private residence is a state-owned building in the same way that a major academic building would be, or an athletic facility.
And just like in the rest of the university, the CEO couldn't inquire whether you're carrying a gun. Professor can't do that. Your roommate in a dorm can't do that. The president or chancellor can't do that. Is that your understanding?
That's correct. My understanding is that you cannot ask or require a list of any kind of who is carrying concealed.
I wanted to know what a university president thought about all this, so I called Richard Myers, who has been Kansas State University president for about 18 months.
President Myers, I'm wondering how you feel about allowing people into your home on the K-State campus who might be carrying a concealed weapon?
Well, you know, I probably already have because the definition of concealed is you don't see it.
He's a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a combat fighter pilot with a Distinguished Flying Cross, so he knows something about weapons. Myers is required to live in the campus house, just like his colleagues. All of the universities use the CEO's homes for things like fundraisers, so Myers may not personally know the people in his house. Myers says he's not worried about his safety, but he is worried the concealed carry law will drive away good people.
Unfortunately, very unfortunately, lose some really capable faculty members over this, and perhaps staff as well.
So here's the thing. All of these houses are for transients. The occupants will keep changing. So while Governor Brownback's spokesperson says Brownback has no qualms about letting people into Cedar Crest who are packing pistols, Brownback is leaving soon for a job in Washington, and there's an election next year, and his successor may have a different idea. All we know is that despite all the planning for concealed carry, there is still some confusion. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.